Cokie Roberts from ABC News, who is here in town tonight to do a book signing over at the Missouri History Museum, has a brand new book called Founding Mothers, The Women Who Raised the Nation. And Cokie, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you so much, Paul. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Before we get to the book, I got to talk a little inside the Beltway stuff since you're there and we're here. Tell me how much damage this Bernard Kerik thing has done, if any, and what the inside story is on this guy. What happened here?
Well, what happened is what you see happened. The president embraced him. He was a symbol of September 11th, which, of course, was the reason for the president's victory, was the whole attachment to the country, to the president on the as a commander-in-chief in the War on Terror. And Kerik contributed to that aura. And he was a friend of Rudy Giuliani, a popular person in the culture, and the president, and a guy with a good personal story, and the president went for him, and probably without enough vetting, and whenever that happens, the chickens come home to roost.
Yeah, what does it say though about the Homeland Security people if they can't check out the guy who's going to be in charge of them?
Well, they're not actually in charge of doing that. The FBI is, but still, it is. It's one of those things where there's no mileage in saying to, and it wouldn't be the president; it would be the personnel officer or whomever in the administration. You know, the guy the president wants is got a problem. There's no, you know, you don't want to be the guy who makes that announcement. So there's a certain amount of expecting the nominee to reveal these things himself. But it was going to unravel completely. It was, you know, the nanny was just the story that that people would feel sympathetic to Kerik about, perhaps.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was just going to get worse and worse.
And the great irony of the Homeland Security Department and the guy in charge.
In charge of immigration.
In charge of immigration, and he's got an illegal immigration problem. I mean,
that doesn't fly.
Just the perfect story.
Right.
How much does that hurt Rudy Giuliani, who's been Kerik's real guy?
Well, I don't think so, really. I mean, again, this isn't the kind of stuff that Giuliani would necessarily know anything about, and he was at the White House last night and made a big point of issuing statements saying that he had apologized to the president. But look, there's no love lost between George Bush and Rudy Giuliani anyway. You know, they're not the same person by any stretch of the imagination, and so I think they spend a lot of time being wary of each other and puzzled by each other, but understand that they can be helpful to each other, and that hasn't gone away.
Yeah. Well, although I think they may be a little, hold on the Giuliani call for just a minute. Let's look into this next time before we just take his word on it. I think that may be the fallout
from
this.
Well, that'd be interesting to see if that's
yeah.
Case.
All right, so you wrote this book on the founding mothers, the women who raised the nation, and as the father of a 10-year-old girl,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm always looking for great role models for her from history, and unfortunately, not nearly enough of them have been written about, particularly from the Revolutionary War era, right?
Well, they turn out to be fabulous women, and as you would suspect, as the father of a 10-year-old girl, they were very feisty and very and what you might not suspect, because I was surprised by the level of it, was how deeply, deeply, deeply political they were. And what we're talking about here is the women who influenced the founding fathers, the sisters, mothers, wives, daughters, friends.
The Martha Washington, right, Abigail Adams,
right,
and all.
But also people you haven't ever heard of, who were very influential in the period. And it was hard work to find out about them, but a lot of fun.
How were strong women viewed in that era? Obviously, today it's a different time and place, but how were they viewed during the Revolutionary era? If these women wanted to speak up, did they have to hide behind their husbands?
They were viewed as absolutely necessary because the country was at war, the men were away, the women had to not only raise the family and take care of the old people, they had to support the family. The men off, you know, nobody ever thinks about that little detail. The men off thinking great thoughts in Philadelphia weren't making any money.
Oh, yeah.
And so the women were having to try to support the family. They were They were also suffering the hardships of boycotting British goods. And, oh, by the way, the British were coming. There were soldiers. There was fighting. There was danger. So the men, by and large, greatly admired them.
What's wrong with us that we don't already have this as part of our American educational system?
It is just dumb, isn't it?
It is.
It's really dumb. And I can't tell you how hard it was to find it all out, Paul. I mean, the research was worth your life. So it's not something that's easily found, but I think, you know, it's not uncommon that history is about the men who fought the wars and signed the documents and held the offices.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they couldn't have possibly done it without these women has gone unheralded.
And this is not to diminish the efforts of the founding fathers.
Of course not.
To add to it and give some credit to the founding mothers.
It's you know, by only talking about the founding fathers, you've only told half of the story.
Yeah. Of course, you know, nowadays women can't even anchor a network newscast.
So can you believe it? I mean, I used to say for years and years and years, you know, look, those three guys have the jobs. It would be rude to shoot them. They're all friends of mine, you know. But now they're all going, and they're still replacing them with more of the same.
Yeah, well, we don't know who's going to be the replacement over at CBS yet. Are you up for the job, by the way?
No. Not at all. My interest in working that hard is zero.
All right, Cokie's going to be over at the Missouri History Museum, 7 o'clock tonight. Are you just signing books or giving a little speech?
I'll give a talk.
Okay, great. 7 o'clock tonight, and the book is called Founding Mothers, the Women Who Raised the Nation, in the Grand Hall of the Missouri History Museum tonight. Cokie Roberts, thanks for your time.
So nice to be with you, Paul.
Cokie Roberts here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.